Taking a look at high school basketball scores from Friday night in girls' hoops Hawkeye 10 conference action. It was Atlantic over Denison Schleswig 53-41. Aaron Olson scored 24 points for the Trojans. Elsewhere, it was Glenwood over Kemper Catholic 47-39. Harlan beating Council Bluffs St. Albert 60-38. Lewis Central was a 65-19 winner over Clarinda, and Shenandoah beat Red Oak 51-28. In Rolling Valley Conference girls basketball, Adair Casey beat West Harrison 64-25. It was Exira EHK over Peyton Sheridan 65-53. Western Iowa Conference girls basketball, AHSTW beats Riverside 47-29. It was Audubon over Underwood 69-55. Logan Magnolia beating Griswold 72-40. Trainer was a 55-49 winner over IKM Manning. And Tri-Center Neola beat Missouri Valley 51-37. Corner Conference girls basketball saw Nishnabotna beat Stanton 52-36. Sydney was a winner over Tremont Mills 29-27. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Bedford over Southeast Warren Liberty Center 54-34. I-35 Truro over Lenox 67-27. The Mount Air girls beat Martinsdale St. Mary 66-35. Murray was a 42-32 winner over Lamoni. Elsewhere in girls basketball, Carlisle beat Carroll 60-30. It was Council Bluffs TJ over Nebraska City 52-44. Guthrie Center downing Woodward Granger 39-35. Southwest Valley was a 60-40 winner over Wayne of Corydon. And West Central Valley of Stewart downed Earlham 54-52. In boys high school basketball action Friday night in Hawkeye 10 conference play, the Atlantic boys picked up a 64-28 win over Denison Schleswig. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln beat Creston 80-43. It was Harlan over St. Albert 54-33. Camper Catholic downing Glenwood 64-61. Lewis Central was a 77-52 winner over Clarinda. And Shenandoah beat Red Oak 56-50. Rolling Valley Conference boys action, Adair Casey beat West Harrison 51-43. It was Arweva over Cam 70-45. Boyer Valley beating Glidden Ralston 59-55 in overtime. And Exira EHK was a 46-45 winner over Peyton Sheridan. In Western Iowa Conference boys basketball, Missouri Valley beat Tri-Center 71-55. It was Stanton over Nishnabotna 48-36. Trainer beating IKM Manning 63-55. In the corner conference, East Mills beat Clarinda Academy 65-31. Essex downed Heartland Christian 68-23. Fremont Mills was a 66-42 winner over Sydney. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, boys basketball, Bedford beat Southeast Warren 68-27. It was Central Decatur over East Union 67-29. Mount Air downing Martinsdale St. Mary's 67-62. Murray was a 68-42 winner over Lamoni. And Pleasantville beat Nottoway Valley 62-55. Other boys' scores include Nebraska City over Council Bluffs TJ 65-24, Perry beating Winterset 77-61, and Wayne of Corydon over Southwest Valley 59-55. Elsewhere in sports this morning, the University of Iowa has settled a lawsuit brought by a former football player who was one of 13 Hawkeyes hospitalized after a high-intensity 2011 workout. Records obtained by the Associated Press show a lawyer representing the university notified court officials Friday of the settlement with William Lowe. Details weren't immediately released. Lowe's lawsuit alleged that coaches and trainers failed to properly supervise the January 2011 workout and didn't offer medical care after he and others reported severe pain and symptoms. He had been seeking unspecified damages for pain and suffering. Trial had been scheduled to begin later this month. Lowe and 12 others were eventually hospitalized and diagnosed with external rhabdomyolysis, which was a result of muscles breaking down and releasing proteins into the bloodstream. The program has since abandoned the workout. John Johnson, a two-time All-Star forward with the Cleveland Cavaliers who helped the Seattle Supersonics win the 1979 NBA title, has died at the age of 68. Johnson's godson, John Herndon, said Friday that Johnson died Thursday at his San Jose, California home. The cause of death wasn't immediately known. The former University of Iowa star was drafted seventh overall by Cleveland in 1970 and made All-Star appearances for the Cavaliers in 1971 and 72. Johnson and future Seattle teammate Fred Brown led the Ralph Miller-coached 1969-1970 Hawkeyes to a 14-0 record in the Big Ten and 20-5 on the overall mark. In other NBA news, the Golden State Warriors and San Antonio Spurs continue to separate themselves from the rest of the NBA's Western Conference. The Warriors improved on the best start in league history while the Spurs kept their perfect home record intact. The Warriors are 34-2 after Klay Thompson drained 7 three-pointers and scored 36 points and a 128-108 pounding of Portland. Stephon Curry contributed 26 points and 9 assists in just 3 quarters, while Draymond Green chipped in 11 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists in his 8th triple-double of the season. The Warriors hit 18 trays, led by as many as 25, and coasted to their 5th straight win. The Spurs are 22-0 in San Antonio after Kawhi Leonard had 19 points and 12 rebounds in a 100-99 triumph over New York. LaMarcus Aldridge, Tony Parker, and Manu Ginobili each had 16 points for the Spurs, who picked up their 7th straight win overall and improved to 32-6. Rooks Nicky Kristaps Porzingis had 28 points on 11 of 21 shooting. He also had 11 rebounds, but was on the bench when the Knicks started a 14-4 run to pull within 96-94 with a minute 27 remaining. In other NBA action, Russell Westbrook had 36 points, 12 rebounds, and 7 assists as Oklahoma pulled out a 117-113 win over the Lakers in Los Angeles. Cleveland has a 6-game winning streak after J.R. Smith scored a career-high 27 points in the Cavaliers' 125-99 rout of Minnesota. The Milwaukee Bucks pulled out a 96-95 win against Dallas. Zach Randolph scored 16 of his 24 points in the second half as the Grizzlies had a victory over the Nuggets in Memphis, 91-84. Miami beat the Suns for the 11th straight time, 103-95 at Phoenix. Indiana beat New Orleans, 91-86. Also, it was the Toronto with a 97-88 win over the Wizards. And another basketball action, Orlando ended a 4-game losing streak by silencing Brooklyn 83-77. Sports this hour brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.